Jack drew up his legs, clasped his knees, and frowned in an effort to attain clarity. All the same, in the forest, I mean when you're hunting, not when you're getting fruit, of course, but when you're on your own. He paused for a moment, not sure if Ralph would take him seriously. Go on. If you're hunting sometimes, you catch yourself feeling as if... He flushed suddenly. There's nothing in it, of course, just a feeling, but you can feel as if you're not hunting, but being hunted, as if something's behind you all the time in the jungle. They were silent again. Simon intent, Ralph incredulous and faintly indignant. He sat up, rubbing one shoulder with a dirty hand. Well, I don't know. Jack leapt to his feet and spoke very quickly. That's how you can feel in the forest. Of course there's nothing in it. Only... He took a few rapid steps toward the beach, then came back. Only, I know how they feel. See? That's all. The best thing we can do is get ourselves rescued. Jack had to think for a moment before he could remember what rescue was. Rescue? Yes, of course. All the same, I'd like to catch a pig first. He snatched up his spear and dashed it into the ground. The opaque, mad look came into his eyes again. Ralph looked at him critically through his tangle of fair hair. So long as your hunters remember the fire. You and your fire. The two boys trotted down the beach and, turning at the water's edge, looked back at the pink mountain. The trickle of smoke sketched a chalky line up the solid blue of the sky, wavered high up and faded. Ralph frowned. I wonder how far off you could see that. Miles. We don't make enough smoke.